Welcome to Homebuilder Happy Hour. This is Kelly.
And Ryan.
And we're serving up the latest trends in the home building industry to help you navigate this competitive market.
So go ahead and pour yourself a drink, relax, and enjoy the happiest hour of the day with us.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to our next episode of Home Builder Happy Hour. It's me, Ryan, with my sister,
Kelly. Hello.
Here, ready to talk about our next topic on Home Builder Happy Hour, which is, of course, LinkedIn. The LinkedIn do's and don'ts, both personal and business, or personal versus business. This is going to be, all LinkedIn, which is a topic that, this year I've become much more active in. In one of our conferences, we went to a lot of talks about LinkedIn specifically. And I learned just a tremendous amount about this platform, which I think is really an amazing platform for our kind of business, as well as many others, personal as well. There's just so much to this platform, that we can get into. So what do you say we just jump right in?
I say we just jump right in. Let's do it. All things LinkedIn.
For sure. So let's talk a little bit about, why it's important, both, personal and business wise. I want to touch a little bit, just coming from a company that's done, quite a bit of hiring this year. We look at this, or I've gone through this a lot, of when we get applications and I get resumes, like when I see that LinkedIn, note on the resume, I always go right, into their LinkedIn profile. Just that standard formatting, being aware of, how it's set up and where things are, and being able to go and confirm some things, from a potential employee. It just makes, that hiring job, I won't necessarily say easier, but it is, definitely gives you a lot more, depth and breadth to, a person's resume. So I look for that, when it comes to, resumes and hiring practices. So LinkedIn is, as we kind of just discussed in that, LinkedIn is one of the most important tools in your professional arsenal. So it's very important, to keep that profile up to date and optimized. And it's, also very important to kind of understand the etiquette. There are, a lot of things in terms of how you should use LinkedIn, and a lot of things I've learned, over the course of being a little bit more active in it. That well-designed page can, both, help you as an individual and a brand to establish, establish your brand again there as, an individual or as a business. Like we were talking about, a little bit ago, as, businesses, I look for those resumes, and look for that LinkedIn profile. Also, as an individual, it's much easier to, have your LinkedIn profile ranked and show up in search results if it's, up to date and managed, and, if you are sharing, or you want people to, be able to find it, that way. So again, this can depend on, one, if you're trying to have your business found, or if you're trying to have your, get yourself found. When we talked about, or when we talk about networking, and being able to, share business cards, or, some of that can be, seen as a little bit of the old way. A lot of people that are using LinkedIn now, you can really just go and, share that LinkedIn profile with the people you're networking with, so that they, can connect with you, keep that connection. You know, you don't have to go back to that old Rolodex style. You know, this is really where you're keeping that network, you know, in place and, you know, maintaining that it's up to date. So, you know, it gives you the ability to share a lot more information just about, you know, one, about your company, you know, or, you know, as well as, you know, really yourself. So, you know, going through and making sure that all those steps are taken to make sure everything is really, you know, clean and up to date on your profile.
Yeah, I just want to chime in on that because I use LinkedIn a ton. And just like you were talking about earlier, you know, Ryan and I both do hiring for the company. And so we're looking over here at Indeed resumes or sometimes LinkedIn resumes, depending on where we're advertising. But I always, almost always, even if there is no LinkedIn link on their resume, I will go and search them on LinkedIn. I want to see if what they're saying in their resume lines up with what they're saying on LinkedIn, because I've learned enough and looked at enough hundreds of resumes, probably thousands, to know that people don't include the full picture on their resume because it's over here on LinkedIn. There's so much more to see. So I kind of want to see, like, are people, do they post up? Like, we're a digital marketing social media company. So if you're applying to our company, like, I expect you to have a pretty relevant, up-to-date LinkedIn. So I always, like, I always 100% of the time, and if I can't find you on LinkedIn, you're at the bottom of the pile. Like, no. And so I think it's just so important to really understand how powerful your LinkedIn resume is. It's not just a people searching LinkedIn, it's people searching Google for you. So if you're out there trying to get hired, and I know, believe me, as soon as you lose a job or decide to move on, you're like, oh, I need to go update my LinkedIn profile. And it can be daunting if you haven't looked at that in a while, you know? So that's why we put this checklist together, because it has a lot of great information that you can just go check through. But it's just like such a crucial part of getting a job in today's world is having that up-to-date, busted out LinkedIn. The better your LinkedIn looks, the better you look, you know? For sure. So yeah, the Rolodex, that's funny.
And the same, you know, because we hire a lot of creatives as well. You know, I'll go through, you know, those resumes, and I look for LinkedIn as, you know, that kind of hub for them that, you know, has a link off to, you know, companies they've done work with, you know, it has a link to their portfolio, you know, and, you know, as well as having, you know, those reviews from other people that they may have worked for or companies, you know, it just gives you such a nice, you know, breadth of information, you know, about a person. And when that is full and robust, you know, profile, you know, it just, you know, makes you or puts you at that little notch above, you know, some of the other candidates.
100%. And as a business, having the same thing, an up-to-date LinkedIn profile with your right logo, and we'll talk details about this a little bit later, but, you know, that you're posting regularly about your company, that your employees can share, like, these things are so important to your brand, and you can get so much mileage out of it. And it really helps you. Like, I mean, this is LinkedIn in the hiring process, you know? When you're out there and you're running ads, and it is hard to find good people. We know. If anyone knows this, we know this. And so you want people to know who you are, and they are looking at your LinkedIn. They're doing their research about you, you know? So it's critical. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there's, you know, a lot more I want to get into that we'll, you know, talk a little bit about once we get into that optimization, you know, and how do you optimize your page, you know. But before we kind of jump into that, you know, Kelly, I know, you know, you're better at engagement, you know, on LinkedIn than I am. I try to push and, you know, do a little bit more. I definitely see results, but, you know, how should we, you know, how should people be using, you know, LinkedIn to, you know, their own engagement?
Nice. Way to tee me up there, Ryan. I like it. So this is going to be like any social network, you know, it's like, there's so many, and LinkedIn is one of them, you know, and I'm sometimes really good at it. And sometimes I suck. I'm terrible at it. And I'm over here on Instagram, and I do not have time for LinkedIn. So believe me, there's no shame in admitting that you aren't making 5 comments a day, which is what I'm about to tell you. If you want to be like super duper optimized, but understand, I'm probably making that many comments on Instagram right now, or likes, or whatever it is I'm doing. And that ebbs and flows for me, but I do stay engaged on LinkedIn. So I will give that to myself, because all of my business connections are on LinkedIn. Like, they're all there more than they are over on Facebook. I've got a lot on Facebook. I got a lot on Instagram. But they're all on LinkedIn. So of course I have to be on there talking to people and sharing our company's news and, you know, making sure this podcast gets listened to and all those fun things that definitely go on LinkedIn. But there's a few things that I'm going to just kind of run through as far as networking goes, because LinkedIn is a place to network, you know, and it really has taken off during COVID when we stopped doing in-person networking, which, I mean, we know that's making a comeback now, but it really became a place during COVID. There was so much activity over here on LinkedIn. It was awesome. But a few things, because we used to, like Ryan said, exchange the business card when you would meet somebody, and then maybe you would call them or you would stick it in your Rolodex or your folder or whatever. Same thing now. We connect on LinkedIn. We do it pretty quickly when you meet someone. Like, if someone gives me their card, which they do, I go back to my office and I find them on LinkedIn and I add them as a friend. And I throw the business card away. I don't keep those anymore. So when you do that, though, you got to do this thing, which is like make an actual connection. Like, they need to remember who you are. So send them a note when you connect with them. Hey, I met you at the X and X the other day. Would love to stay connected. Don't do the auto fill out one that LinkedIn provides for you. Everyone knows that's an auto fill out one. And I get, you and I both, and everybody out there listening probably gets tons of spam connections. Like, I don't want the in-mail. Okay. I don't, that stuff, I'm not reading those long, long paragraphs worth of trying to sell me something. So be personal. Definitely like send a little thank you, a little message, a little, this is who I am. And then they're going to connect with you. There are some things that LinkedIn makes super easy. You know, they send you emails every week or whatever saying, congratulate so-and-so on their promotion and on their however many years at this job, and it's their birthday. That is an easy click through, and just same as we do on Facebook, a little message to someone, congratulations, what have you. I think that's like a really easy way to stay connected and keep your page engaged, like keep your person engaged and optimized. And then, like I said, there is like a general rule of thumb, which is try to leave 5 comments a day. I think this is hard. So I know, like, I don't think it's realistic except for people who have like quite a bit of time to spend. Like everybody says, go and spend, you know, 30 minutes a day on all your social media. Well, okay. Like, we're not really using it in that way. And 5 comments actually takes quite a bit of time to make a meaningful comment. So I say, if you go on a couple times a week and you make 5 comments during the course of those couple of visits to keep you updated on LinkedIn, like, you're doing a pretty darn good job there. So shoot for that. And if you're going to leave a comment, don't make it just be like, awesome, cool, read it, you know, make it a meaningful comment if you're going to comment. Because actually that person probably will reply to you if it's meaningful, and it'll start a conversation. A lot of times other people will jump in on that, you know, and just avoid spamming. I mean, last thing here, just nobody likes having an inbox filled with stuff going on that happens to be on the other side of the country and you're not going to that event. So don't spam people. If you're going to invite them to things, send them messages, like anything, make it useful, make it meaningful, make it something that someone might actually attend, that kind of stuff. So those are just my, you know, high level, do these easy things, stay engaged and network with your friends on LinkedIn, you know, scroll through that feed and communicate with people like you would on any other social network.
I'd just say I can attest to, you know, I can definitely attest to the difference that that makes, you know, of, you know, just doing the engagement, you know, when, you know, after we had that conference and, you know, we went through some of these guidelines and, or some of these recommendations, you know, I implemented some of them, and literally, you know, it was, you know, crazy how, fast things changed on LinkedIn for me. In terms of, more people viewing my profile, more connections getting, added, both good connections and spam. You do end up having to weed out, some of that. And it's very usually easy to, determine which is which, based on exactly those guidelines you talked about of making, making it personal, making it thought out, not just using that, generic and spam. Text or those long paragraphs, it's like, okay, like that's how you're going to jump in, on your first connection with me. This stuff definitely, works for LinkedIn.
It totally does. And so speaking of that, we're going to kind of walk you through now the optimizing of your LinkedIn profile. And, Ryan and I are going to talk you through several bullet points here, but this stuff is included in the checklist that we put together, which is a great PDF. It is a few pages long. It's a very useful tool. If you want to go in and optimize your LinkedIn, you're going to want to just check those boxes. Go ahead and take it away.
So, I mean, you start with the basics, and that's, who are you, so use your true first and last name. You want people to find you, so you need to use your first and last name, include any of your professional credentials you have, your MBA, PhD, et cetera, your headline needs to explain, what you do, and who you help in 220 characters or less.
Yep.
You want to make sure you add a professional profile photo and cover photo. I know I've added this on mine, but you can also do a little video message, that shows up behind your profile. That's kind of a little hidden feature that's in there, but, definitely, a cool little addition.
Ryan may have been the first in our company to go and do that while we were at the conference. And he was like, ha ha, I'm the first one with the video profile. Like, whatever. Yeah, yeah, way to be on top of it.
Yeah, it's still there. It's still there. And it's from the hotel room, me just doing a quick little hello introduction.
I want to go back really quick, though, to the headline that needs to explain what you do in 220 characters. This is probably the most important little part of your LinkedIn. Yeah. One of the most important parts. This is where all those search terms go, all the ways that people find you. You need to fully optimize those 220 characters. I think I have a pretty good one, but you can look around at other people's on LinkedIn's, but Kelly Borgen, that's me. And you can go see how I set mine up. And that is something you really want to think about and maybe ask some friends about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
For sure. It's, a very important piece of that. So you should also include all education past high school, after high school, I don't know that you necessarily need your high school on there. So, all education past that, college, university, trade schools, certificates that you may have, achieved or done. List any
totally. I think it's totally fair, by the way, if you're like me and you did 2/3 of an MBA program, to go ahead and put that in there. You can't clarify that you didn't actually get that degree, but just 2/3. I mean, it pretty much got there. I'd put it in. Let people ask questions later.
Yeah, yeah. I had to clarify that for someone the other day when we were talking about you, and they had asked about, didn't your sister go here for her MBA, or get her MBA from there? And I says, well, she did, but 2/3, 2/3.
2/3.
List any volunteer work and skills you have, and be sure to pin your 3 most relevant skills. All of those things, again, it just gives a better, full profile about you, yourself, really kind of who you are. So,
yes. And you'll want to absolutely make sure that people know how to contact you. Fill out every single field that you can find that has contact information. I actually pull this up quite a bit. Now, people can't have your contact information unless they're connected to you on LinkedIn. Unfortunately, because I try to get people's contact information all the time that I'm not friends with, and I can't get it. It's not visible to me. So it's important that you put in there your most current email, put your work email in. You can, I think, have two emails. So if you want to put both in, personal and work, you can do that. Definitely have your business email in there, though. And then all of your social media links that you're comfortable sharing. You know, maybe you don't want the industry to see you on TikTok and whatever it is you're creating over there. Although I would like to see that. So, but definitely, you know, put your Twitter, put your company website, put your Instagram, especially if you're connected with a lot of people in your industry on LinkedIn and also on your personal profiles. Like, it's okay to put them. You don't, you know, it depends on how you have your settings on Instagram, public, private, what have you. Facebook, they would still have to friend you. But as much as you're comfortable sharing, share, and definitely put your location. Do not skip this part. People looking at you for a job want to know if you're in Orange or if you're in Texas, because we want you to be in Orange coming into our office. So that helps bring a lot of clarity about you and your business. And otherwise, you're just being sneaky and not in a good way.
Yep, for sure. And then, you know, make sure that you fill out the services page entirely. You know, after adding your services, fill out the about section, you know, with a brief description of what you do currently, what your company does, whom they help. You know, you also have the option to ask clients to review your individual services. You know, anything you're getting, you know, other people to, you know, post and hopefully give, you know, positive feedback and review of what you do, you know, just adds to that profile. The other thing I just want to mention in terms of, you know, again, this goes back to, you know, seeing those resumes and then jumping over to LinkedIn. And, you know, we get a lot of resumes, or, you know, anyone who does know, it's like, okay, you worked at this company for a year, you worked at this company for 6 months, you worked here for however long, you know. And I look at a lot of those companies and I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about them. You know, you're telling me, you know, that you did this service, or you did this, is, or that these are the things that you did there. Having, you know, that also mirrored on your, you know, LinkedIn profile of your work history that actually links off to the company, you know, because the company usually will have a LinkedIn page, hopefully has a LinkedIn page. If they don't, I would be telling your company to create a LinkedIn page, you know, but adds to the breadth of what you did, you know. So it tells me, like, you know, if you worked there for 2 years and it was a company that only had 6 people, you know, when you're telling me that you had to do all these different roles, you know, as someone who ran a company like that, you know, I understand what that entails. You know, I know that that's different than working for a company that has, you know, 2000 employees and you did this one specific thing. You know, those are two different type of roles, but both of them may have had the same job title, you know, but as different experiences. So, you know, having that ability, you know, to, you know, let the person that's looking at you get a full breadth of your work experience, you know, is, you know, can be very beneficial as well.
Yeah, I think it's a huge miss when you don't link your company, because true or not, LinkedIn gives you legitimacy. Like, you're so much, it gives your business legitimacy. Like, oh, you have a LinkedIn page, you're real. Oh, you worked at a company that I cannot find on LinkedIn. I'm questioning the reality of that, you know, and what you did there. There's no proof to me. And I know I'm not the only one sitting here feeling this way. It just gives you a little bit more legitimacy as a business or a person. Definitely link it up. I'm with Ryan on that. So this is a good transition into just chatting with you all for a moment about how to use LinkedIn to grow your business or as a business, because you're going to treat this like a little bit differently. Obviously, it's going to have more of a professional flair to it. I mean, your LinkedIn's going to be professional for you personally anyway. Like, LinkedIn is all about business. But when you're a company, you want to treat your profile like a brochure. You know, I mean, we're not printing brochures anymore. So this is the perfect opportunity to have a nice connection between your website and your LinkedIn. And you want to have your logo looking fabulous and probably created to fit within that little profile image that LinkedIn gives you. And then you want to have like a great header image. I just think like you could go a lot of different ways with this, but if you have a great office, like we have a great office. So our profile image is a picture of our office. It looks cool. It's like, oh, that's a real place. And it actually is our office. I love that about it. But maybe, you know, it could be people in your company or the owners, or there's a lot of ways to go with it and make it look professional. Just don't leave it blank. Make that nice header reflect who you are as a business. It's so important. Otherwise, it just looks unfinished to me. And what else was I going to say about that? Nothing really. I mean, those were like kind of the main points. You want to like fill out everything on your business page, and you want to check in with that, you know, every few months and make sure nothing has changed dramatically. Because sometimes a few months accidentally turns into a few years. And then you're like, oh my God, we're not five people anymore. We're 25 people, or we're 85 people, or whatever. Our business totally changed and we offer 10 more services than we did however many years ago. So it easily can lapse if you're not checking in regularly and just make sure all that copy about you is up to date, you know?
For sure. Yeah. The next thing in terms of, you know, for that business profile is, you know, is being active, you know, make sure that you're posting to the feed, you know, the same way you would to any other social channel that you're using, you know, posts that often do well on LinkedIn, you know, it's, you know, those sharing company updates and news, you know, celebrating your employees, of course, you know, and then highlighting blogs or other important industry news. You know, you should be, you know, checking and maintaining, you know, your LinkedIn profile. Again, the same as hopefully you're doing for your other profiles. You know, you're responding to comments, you know, as quickly as possible. You know, you keep your language very simple. You know, while it's easy to assume that everyone looking at your business profiles within your industry, it's not always the case. You know, you can have people from all over the place, you know, checking in on things, or, you know, you just never know who you're coming across. On that. The other thing I would talk about on that is, and I think it's something that we tend to do and, you know, we strive to do. And of course, you know, we have a, you know, team members that are assigned to, you know, do these things and make sure that we're regularly posting this. We have schedules and all of that, but regularly, you know, doing that engagement for your business, makes things so much better when you actually have, you know, the kind of content that you want people to engage with. So when you have a product launch or we have a product launch, if that's happening once or twice a year and that's the only time you're posting on LinkedIn, you know, you're not going to get the same results or engagement that you do if you have, you know, natural engagement that you're doing throughout the course of the year. So that when you do have those bigger announcements, you know, that you already kind of have that standing with LinkedIn so that you get, you know, that better turnout, you know, for the things that you really, you know, are pushing out there. It's not something, again, that you can just go, oh, hey, this is a great update. You know, I want everyone to, you know, engage with this one. You know, why aren't they engaging? Well, you haven't been engaging for 6 months. So, you know, everyone's not just going to jump into your content.
No, the algorithms are strong. Stronger than the force, I think. Maybe they are the force. The algorithms are everything, and they notice if you are not engaging on your page. I will say, just to add in a little bit of one of our trends that we're going to be putting out there in the coming month or so for our 2023 trends report. One of the trends is having to do with user-generated content. And LinkedIn is, you know, just as powerful on this. There's a lot of things you can test to see how it works, but you might notice if you're paying attention that your employees, some of them who love LinkedIn, post great content about your company, about their position in the company, or great things that are happening with them at the company. These are extraordinary posts to share to your business profile. Sharing from the person who works from you or your client or whoever it may be associated to your business that you can share as a business, that is like a wonderful way that is usually highly engaging the user, the employee loves it, or the client loves getting the extra love out there, and they'll engage with it, and their family and friends are excited to see it on the business page. They'll engage with it. So it goes both ways. Like, you can share, and hopefully your employees and clients might share what it is that you have posted, but it goes the other way too. Like, you should share what they're posting on LinkedIn, especially if it's relevant, and it often is, to building your business and building your brand. So I don't want that to go amiss, but that user generated content is becoming a strong part of that algorithm right now. And we don't want to be missing out on it. So taking this into like things you want to avoid doing on your professional page, which, okay, I mean, I think this would be for your personal page too. First and foremost, like, don't use generic messaging. Try to personalize as much as you can what you're talking about. I like to write from my own voice for LinkedIn. I'll actually, like, our writers do a great job posting to Instagram and Facebook, but a lot of times I will change the LinkedIn post. And I think the more personalized part of my voice and how I know the industry is like a better fit for LinkedIn. I think it kind of needs that professional, personal touch to it going out. It performs a little bit better that way. And obviously, you know, just like grammar and stuff like that. If there's any place to check your spelling and your grammar, it's LinkedIn. Okay, let it go on Instagram. You had a typo, whatever, who cares? But not on LinkedIn. No, that's not the place you want to do that. But another thing that you want to do is to research companies and people like before you make connections. So like a faux pas, a no-no, like don't do it, would be just connecting with someone and you just don't know why. Like, you just think, I want to be in your network, or this is someone I want to know, for reasons that may not be obvious to the other person. So the more you can connect with them and learn about them and do the research about their company and what they do there before trying to connect, I think is a smart way to go. And then really watch links that you're posting. Make sure they're not outdated. You want to check on that stuff. Make sure everything works before making a post go live on LinkedIn. This would be the same for anything. You always want to check that stuff. Make sure the information is relevant. Make sure don't just post it also. Don't just post a link without saying something about it. Like, you've got to give it your own spin. And if you're the business, it's like, well, why do I care? Why do I care about knowing this? Like, share something that's in that link or in the podcast or whatever it is that you're sharing that is the why. Why should I read this from you, or why should I listen to it? That is always good feedback. And I would say on a personal level, you also always want to give your personal take on whatever it is that you're sharing. Don't just post a link. Don't just post, share someone's something. Give it your own spin. Why am I sharing this with you? Because that's what I want to know as someone who's like quickly scrolling through LinkedIn is, why would I care about opening this? I don't really have time, you know? So make me care. Give me a reason. And you got to write that up. So what did we miss, Ryan? Anything?
I think we covered it, man.
I think we did too. We did a pretty good job of covering that LinkedIn beast that's out there and ever changing. Yep. I mean, LinkedIn is pretty much kicking butt when it comes to video too. Like, you know, it used to be you couldn't even post a video in the not too distant past on LinkedIn, but now they're all about video. So you can pretty much share any kind of media on LinkedIn. I would just be wary about what it is that you're posting, and does it make sense for a professional profile? You know? So your TikTok reel is probably, your TikTok or Instagram reel is probably not going to be a good fit on LinkedIn. It's just not going to make sense, you know? So that's my two cents on that. But if you don't have anything else, Ryan, I'm going to just wrap us up and tell all of you fabulous people listening that you can go to our website and find the LinkedIn checklist pretty easily in our Home Builder Happy Hour section of the website. It's also on our LinkedIn, because why wouldn't it be there? But if you scroll on our LinkedIn at Get Community, you will find the LinkedIn checklist. It is there for you. And it's very easy to download and use for the betterment of your LinkedIn page. So thank you for joining us and cheers.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Homebuilder Happy Hour. Make sure to follow us on all our social media pages to stay updated on what's happening at Get Community. You can find all of our social media handles in our show notes for this episode. We'll see you next time, and remember to make every hour in life your happiest hour.